temperance. To compromise a lifestyle. Broken tiles which have gone miles and miles, more miles, have been no compromise at all. A growing holding back to backslash up on blinking lashes, giving no release to stacks of racks of bats of bound and mounted mad. A life held back. A love and soul and nothing whole is left. And on the right, a righteous bell is pushed to rush the inside, to go on, alone, adapt, hold back. There must be land to swim to. Range of what is good and healthy for the soul in reference and reverence to what is good and healthy for the other. And this tide has been a horrible ride so far. To compromise a being into being for, not being with. This is no compromise. This is a forest full of lies, disguise, and people pleasing, please among the rustling of the leaves, a constant do what is of need. Programming to keep life a bit less scary for a weary child who simply longs for this, a mild and tender safe. Behave. Don't step away from it. Yes, be, but be in others' limits. Now they are holding back. A coping can go long ways, days of fine and good, no rude, till it backfires. For old habits die, but hardly simple, tire, maybe, stick to his old tunes. And isn't it a sad, sad business that what has once been helping hand is now what grips it with an iron rand and compromises it to death? At least it feels as if a life has been more undead than relief, though good was happening as well. The smell of old sweat on the sheets, to compromise the air out of the air. Now breathe. Ace of Wands. Now decide to go with lighter steps, but heavy burden still up on your back, and fall, then crawl and feel. And feel, and feel. Decisions become stones and heavy. This is how a life unfolds into a substance which has none a cadence. Almost, almost. Matter comes with strokes of care, a lighter step, a lighter rogue becoming fighter, still a fall, a crawl. And pour the lighter for the lighting of the tunnel. And how silly, silly thing the tunnel is, remains pitch black. Decide to anyway step lighter, and when not for real, in your mind's imagination. It is no decision, maybe. Maybe it is simply stubborn, following the gravity. Just sitting, feeling. How the dark becomes a blanket. Now, it is okay to fear, to come to any thought, conclusion in this fright. Now come back to being good enough by being still. The lighter steps will wait and cumulate, and even when they don't, come back to coming back, for life is step for step, and gravitate. And matter is, like you, you matter, substance, universe. The pull, this life is full, you are, the gaps between a single atom and another one don't count and do. The energy. Decide. By shaping what you can right now, not more creating flames of destination, designation. Listen to your voice. You have a voice. It's beautiful. Can I take this mind and smash it, mix it and dispose? I would, I want, if I just could. It wouldn't change a tiny anything. I don't know how to. I'm bound to what I have. I nudge myself to learning, shifting, and I fail. In nights, I do not dream. There is no wisdom anywhere, no knowing, and I told you so. But you opposed, and I said no, and you said yes. What picture did you have? What place? You've raised me up into a throne and glitter, though I have been telling you I am a mess, atomic waste, and suffer, 'cause I don't know how to change. I try so hard. I'm still emitting radioactivity. My course is zigzag, circle, wave, and splash. You had invited me to be the me I am. There. Now we know. No queen, no fabulous good friend. I am a human spaceship dashing blindly through the cosmos, eating stardust or myself. Wherever I now step, I step into the shards, as if a mirror splintered and behind no truth exploded, but my heart. My love is strong and weak, irrational and daft. The bloody track runs on and on and on and on. My self-harm blooms in buds of I am wrong. No wandering shadow. When the sun concludes the day, the moon is shine, declines. I am the ground. It's heating up and cooling down and watching others pass. A doe, a bear, a Capricorn, who are aware of being who they are, at least to some degree. I am so sorry. I have failed you, us, to open you, to open me, your eyes, to inconsistencies. By this, I've hurt you. I would love to make it good and right, but how? Inside, a screen, the images, they run and run. The will to be offensive is offensive in itself by saying, do not be offended. When I use the words which I know will offend you, which will then offend me in return. Then, when you are offended, I will grin and show my teeth, will mock you for it, to offend you even more and have more reason for offense and being hurt by hurting you. But don't speak up. Do not explain your boundaries. Do not expect respect. My name is not consideration, more the expectation of it. I will then insist on my own freedom. Passive is for weaklings. Then I cry. The world is horrible and mean to me. You see, more reason to offend you. Maybe that's no cure, but nice distraction of the fact I am offended by my need of hurting you to feel my own pain less. Sometimes I see a glimpse of understanding dawning in my face when I gaze at myself. Because my will to be offensive is offensive in itself.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.